All the Mefarshim are sensitive to the fact that this bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha finishes off Bnei Yerushalayim. Bnei Yerushalayim is in the present. The builder of Yerushalayim, who builds Yerushalayim. Saying benching as well, Bnei Bracham of Yerushalayim, Amen. He's building it. The building is going on the whole time. It's not something that will be Yibnei Yerushalayim. Just focusing on that. Avraham ben Magra says, yeah, Hashem is building it constantly. How does that happen? How does it work? Certainly in the Chassidish Asfar, see in the Divrei Shmuel, Rav Shmuel of Nicholsberg, everything that a person does, every mitzvah, every tikkun, it builds Yerushalayim Shalmala, the heavenly Yerushalayim. And just like when you build a house down here, it's brick on top of brick until the building is done. So too, every single day, we're bringing more geula. We're adding more bricks to the building. And therefore, Bnei Yerushalayim is in the present because it's happening the whole time through our actions. In fact, there's a Gemara above Basu Dafai and Hay. It's on, so the Malachi Asharis, the Apulsin Abon the Bnei Yerushalayim, they're hewing stones for building Yerushalayim, the heavenly Yerushalayim. And obviously when the Beis HaMikdash is finished up there, it can come down. And that means that every single action of ours is a contributing factor in the Binyan Yerushalayim. Tver Shlomo explains it a little bit further. He explains, as we said, that the Binyan Yerushalayim is going on every single day. The rebuilding of Yerushalayim is going on every single day. Aye, he asks, what for? It could just come down in one fell swoop. It could just be built in one go. He says this is a nechama to the tzaddikim, that the Yeshua and the Geula is coming as a result of them. That every action makes a difference. Every action contributes. And that really is what we say in the pasuk. Bo'ini Yerushalayim Hashem nidchei yisrael yikanes haroi filish v'relev. Comes from a pasuk. All of our tefillahs come from pasukim. Bo'ini Yerushalayim Hashem. Haroi filish v'relev. It's a nechama. It's comforting to know that this is ongoing. The Slonim Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel, is something absolutely beautiful and empowering and perhaps shocking at the same time. Every single anacha or anguish that a Jew feels at any point, that's what builds a brick for Yerushalayim. If it's a simple challenge, that builds a simple brick. And if a person is actually stimulated as a result of that to move and to grow, oh, that's a fancy brick. Bo'ini Yerushalayim Hashem, always going on. Every tsar that we have, every challenge that we go through, every challenge that we pass, is building another brick, another row, another ornament in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if we're conscious of it. But maybe we should be. The Beis HaMikdash is as spiritual as it is physical. It's almost a spiritual reality in the physical world. And therefore it makes sense that it's built with spiritual bricks. Spiritual bricks are our mitzvahs. Spiritual bricks are the challenges that we go through, the midas that we refine as a result of it. But it's a constant, ongoing process until this galus is done. But recognizing that we can play a part in it is absolutely crucial to the process of geulah.